marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream. Then love, true love, will follow you forever. So treasure your one.
Skip to the end.
Have you the wing?
Here comes my Wesley now.
Your Wesley is dead. I killed him myself.
Then why is there fear behind your eyes?
Under you, Princess Barqua.
Man and wife! Say man and wife!
Man and wife.
Escort the bride to the honeymoon suite. I'll be there shortly.
He didn't come.
From a shack by a mountain stream to a room in New Orleans. So far from my Blue Ridge mountain home. The men I meet ain't warm and friendly like the one in old Virginia. Oh, they ain't real like my Blue Ridge Mountain boy. I was just a little past 18. Dearly, but I broke his heart severely when I left my Blue Ridge Mountain boy. Life was dull in my hometown. Things I'd never bargained for. Every night a different man knocks on my door. But late at night when all is still, I can hear a whippoorwill as I cry for my Blue Ridge Mountain boy. October, but I never will get over all the sweet love of my Blue Ridge Mountain boy. Blue Ridge Mountain boy.
I want you to go in that bag and find my wallet.
Which one is it?
It's the one that says bad motherfucker. That's it. That's my bad, motherfucker.
Open it up.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, and we'll spread it bright. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Yes, we'll go honky-tonk and make every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark, we won't fool around. But if you run short of money, I'll run short of time. 'Cause you with no more money, honey, I've no more time. Drank beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
All right. Hey, listen, so we're here with Stuttering John. The amazing thing that happened is we sent him out to interview Morton Downey Jr. about his bankruptcy. How is this guy throwing parties if he's bankrupt?
Somehow he doesn't seem to want to talk about that.
No, that he doesn't want to talk about. So, he ends up punching you is what happens. Watch the tape.
He's a wise guy.
Here we go.
Howard's a big schmucky muck now.
No, I'm saying, I didn't...
Howard's making all kinds of dough.
Yeah, no, but like, can I see
Howard's
the check?
Howard's ripped off people for years.
Yeah, but can I see
How'd
the check?
How'd you get in here? You look like a slob.
Really? Well, I'm sorry, I don't have fake, you know, jackets.
I don't have anything fake, especially my brain, punk. Blow your ass out of here.
Listen, let me ask you.
Did you hear me say blow your ass out of here?
I don't know.
What do you think? I'm some punk that you can come
up to? I'm
just
asking you a question.
This guy is so vile.
Yeah.
This guy really is just a dog, and he's doing it. I guess he's so desperate to get his career back on track.
So he'll beat up on the 25, you know.
You didn't punch him back?
I wanted to,
but let me see what happens.
I was instructed not to hit anybody.
Let me see what happens. Well.
Well, you can't ask me, because I think Howard Stern sucks. I think he's got the brains of an amoeba. And I think you're a complete asshole, Howard. So suck my earlobe, punk.
Yeah, well, hey, at least I have a career, Mort. At least I'm making a living. Suck my earlobe, punk?
Yeah, who wrote this stuff? Schmuckety muck or...
Schmuckety muck. Hey, I didn't know I was such a schmuckety muck. I'm shaking in my boots. What a loser this guy is. So meanwhile, all I care about is the poor slob who runs a limo company who can't get paid by Morton Downey.
He's a little testy. Must be a lot of people knocking on that door and calling on that phone asking for money.
You know, there must be a lot of pressure, too, with that big successful production company he has, you know, and all those sitcoms he's planning.
Oh, right,
you know,
yeah.
He must crack from all that Hollywood pressure. Right, John?
Yeah, definitely.
John would know.
Get out of here.
Oh, bye,
John. Get out of here.
Bye, John.
I'll sue you, Mark.
Will you sue me?
Yeah, but I can't.
Stand in line.
I can't sue you for
face.
Don't spit on me, Mark.
Hey,
that's not really nice.
Get out of here, punk.
What am I doing? That was so wrong.
You're bothering me. Did I ask you to be my guest?
No, but you
did
said.
Did I ask you to be my guest?
Yeah, but you
did I ask you to be my guest?
No, but you okay the interview.
The answer is no.
Yeah, but you
I okayed an interview because I thought I was talking to a human being, not Howard Stern's little flunky.
Okay, well, you shouldn't spit right? So much, you know.
I spit a lot.
It isn't my fault.
If you don't like it, you can do something about it, because I'm capable of taking care of myself.
This guy's like a five-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's foaming at the mouth.
I know, he's really into it. He's really into this.
Yeah, I mean, oh, man, believe me, the temptation came over me to just smack him, but, you know.
So
I kept my cool.
Listen, man.
So take care of yourself out on the street where you look like you just borrowed 50 cents in a cup.
Listen, at least I have money. I'm not bankrupt.
Hello, David. How are you, pal? Hey, Mark,
can I just ask a question?
How do you switch moods that quickly?
Yeah, you're all upset, and the next moment it's, how you doing?
When they remove your warts, do you save them in a pickle jar?
When I remove my warts, I sent them to your mother, who fried them with your eggs and lox, and you ate them.
Man, you're so wound up today. Isn't this like a party for you?
I'm not wound up, man. When I get wound up, I take punks like you, twist your noses off, shove them down your... You're a college grad.
I'm a college grad.
That'll show you, man, what's happened to the educational system in this country. You're a college grad.
Hey, can you send me some of that great album stuff you did?
You got it, man.
Listen. Seriously. Let me just ask you a question. Would your wife go and dance topless in clubs for the money if you really needed it?
Would my wife dance topless in clubs for money? She never did dance topless.
I know, but if you know, if you really need the money, since I know that you are bankrupt.
You see, I wouldn't ask my wife to do that. I wouldn't ask my wife. I wouldn't ask my lady to do that at all. I got too much class. Holy shit, look at this.
What are you saying? You just shut up. I'll kick your ass out.
You kick no one's ass.
Don't leave.
Now, whose hand
is it? That's Morton's girlfriend. She took my questions and she first takes my questions.
Yeah.
Then Kevin, my producer, gives me new questions.
Yeah.
So now this guy who called me the gay basher, the last time when we was cruising with Stutter and John, and when I was with...
He shows up,
and now he's calling me, if you listen closely, he's calling me homophobe throughout this whole thing.
Right.
And now he starts yelling at me, he's going to kick my butt, or whatever, he starts stalling with me. So then I start yelling at him.
Right.
You know, it's because now it's like, it's 10 against 1.
Climb, reaching I'm worried, Stacy. It should have been a routine bust.
You think something went wrong?
I'm beginning to think so. TJ should have called in 10 minutes ago. Damn, why didn't I go with him?
Hey, don't blame yourself.
One Ocean 20, One Ocean 20. Do you copy? Over.
Don't worry, Vinny. I'm sure he's okay.
TJ! TJ, can you read me? Over.
One Ocean 20 to base. I read you.
TJ, what happened? Where are you?
Vinny! They tried to run me over.
Oh, no. Were you able to jump on the hood?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, way to go. Way to go. TJ, what is your rate of travel?
Well, that's hard to say. 80, 90, I don't know.
I hope you're on a decent hood this time, TJ.
Hey, that sounds like Stacy.
Hi, Sarge.
Hi, Stace. Actually, it isn't too bad, Stacy. It's a big American car, you know. It's got a nice big hood.
Listen, we're gonna send some units out right away. Can you give me the license number?
I can't give you the license number. Well, wait a minute. I'll try and read it with my foot.
Just a second.
It's MST 526.
Mike Sierra Tango 526. I'll send it right out.
Much obliged.
Hang in there, TJ.
Thanks. Over and out.
Hey, hey, hey! What are you doing? Hey, you want to play rough, huh? What? You don't like that? Oh, I should smash your windshield. Next time, be careful. Watch it. You know? Oh! Oh, great! That's all I need.
Has anybody seen him?
No.
Oh, now I'm starting to worry.
Take it easy, Vinny. Oh, gee, now you got me worrying, too.
Soon it'll be too dark to write, sweetheart. Wouldn't you know I'd get a car with a 28-gallon gas tank? Can't wait till you're back from San Francisco. Miss you lots. Love, Toby J.
Good morning.
Oh, Vinny, they still haven't found TJ.
Haven't found who?
Vinny!
TJ, you're kidding.
Listen, you don't think he could have fallen off, do you?
No, 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 not TJ. No way. Couldn't happen.
But it was really cold last night.
Stacy, TJ has been riding hood since before you were a campfire girl. Don't worry.
Taking a shower for 2 days. Call me if you hear anything.
TJ!
Oh, you're all right!
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. Oh,
where'd you end up, Sarge?
Oh, in a small town called Belisle, Wisconsin.
Oh.
I knew they'd run out of gas.
Oh, yeah, well, they ran out of gas, all right. Just that I slept through two fill-ups.
Well, how'd you get back?
Well, I hitchhiked to Milwaukee, and then I took the People's Express, and, you know, just too bad those punks got away.
No, they didn't, TJ. FBI picked him up trying to buy some no-dos.
Same guys?
One white, one black, one Hispanic.
That's the same guys.
Hey, what do you say? Let's go celebrate, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Let's go. Somebody help me with the front door.
Thank you.
Well, teaming going on here.
Come on, Sherry, get a booker.
Cover, one, two.
That's right. That's right.
He got him. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It is hitting the fan here. It is hitting the fan.
The cuckoo is definitely in the Concordia, baby.
But you notice something? They got Sting out of the ring. They got rid of Sting.
Not for long, they didn't. Not for long. This guy is a man killer. The Macho Man, Randy Savage. I'll tell you what, discretion would be the better part of valor here.
Don't do it, Savage.
And Hogan is coming out. We have got it going on. We have got it going on as a WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
Brace off. He's got the whiskers off.
Big time mistake here.
Break out the monster trucks. We're going to go at it right now.
Here comes the whole dungeon to do.
Well, they are coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, you better hit a 9-11 number right over there, Bishop.
Here we go.
Oh, did you see that?
Nothing.
Hogan in shock as he lands two rights. The third is blocked. And thundering, clubbing.
And Hogan's got that bad neck. I know about necks, and you don't survive anything like that real soon. He is in bad, bad shape. But okay. That red and yellow still pump through the veins, don't it?
The Giant turns back at the WCW World Heavyweight Champion. He staggered him. He's got him. He's got him going. And Hogan is sending this monster into the turnbuckle.
That's the first time I've ever seen a giant face.
Oh, we've got the whole dungeon of doom out here.
Hogan is a man possessed. He don't need the red and yellow anymore. He's got that black on. His soul is black. His heart is black. And I'll tell you, Hogan, you're going to be black and blue when that McMahon gets done with you.
Oh, head of security, Doug Dillinger, in the ring. And he is trying to stop Hulk Hogan. He's got a billy club in his hand.
He's got a club in his hand.
He's going to need more than a club.
Nail him with it.
Oh, my goodness.
What's this?
Wait a minute. What is this sound?
What the hell is this?
This floor is shaking.
I'm getting out of here.
The floor is shaking.
Good night.
He just left the broadcast booth.
Get back here.
What is that?
In the time we've known that we each are a part of one another, we've lost as much as we have won. As our lives have grown, we have found that it only brings us pain to hang on to the things that we have done. Still, I love the times you've come. When you went away, taking all that I built my false road on, I dropped my life and couldn't find the pieces. Now you come and go, and it's hard, but I feel my strength returning. We'll see how far this new road. We see a little more each time we come. Everybody's gonna tell you it's not worth it. Everybody's gotta show you their own pain. You may try to find your way up around it, but the need for love will still remain. Now we're lying here, so safe in the ruins of our pleasure. Laughter marks the place where we have fallen. And our lives are near, so it wouldn't occur to us to wonder, is this the past or the future that is calling? So I love these times you've come.
Strange. These strike leaders, they're all brunettes. Not a blonde amongst them.
Brunettes are troublemakers. They're worse than the Jews.
Then wipe them out.
Too small. Not so fast. We get rid of the Jews first, then concentrate on the brunettes.
We shall never have peace until we have a pure Aryan race. How wonderful. Tomania, a nation of blue-eyed blondes.
Why not a blonde Europe, a blonde Asia, a blonde America?
A blonde world.
And a brunette dictator.
Dictator of the world.
Why not? Art Caesar, art Nullus. The world is effete, worn out, afraid. No nation would dare to oppose you.
Dictator of the world.
It's your destiny. We'll kill off the Jews, wipe out the brunettes. Then will come forth our dream, a pure Aryan race.
Beautiful blonde Aryans.
They will love you, they will adore you. They will worship you as a god.
No, no, you mustn't say it. You make me afraid of myself.
Yes, dictator of the world. We'll start with the invasion of Austerlitz. After that, we won't have to fight, we can bluff. Nation after nation will capitulate. Within 2 years, the world will be under your thumb.
Leave me. I want to be alone. Caesar, out Nullus, emperor of the world.
Thank you.
out walking. The boys, they look so fine, dressed up in green velvet, their silver buckles shine. Soon they'll be bleary-eyed under a keg of wine, down where the drunkards roam, down where the drunkards roam. See that lover standing, staring at the ground. Thank you.
Thank you. won a great victory, my King of Kings. No one thought the Trojan beach could be captured so easily.
A beautiful gift, Triopas. You will be among the first to walk in the streets of Troy tomorrow.
My father, Neleus, had this urn made to commemorate his victory at Cyparissus. I present it to you in honor of an even more memorable victory.
Thank you, old friend. Tomorrow, we'll eat supper in the gardens of Troy. Leave us.
War is young men dying and old men talking. You know this. Ignore the politics.
Apparently you won some great victory.
Ah, perhaps you didn't notice. The Trojan beach belonged to Priam in the morning. It belongs to Agamemnon in the afternoon.
I can have the beach. I didn't come here for sand.
No. You came here because you want your name to last through the ages. A great victory was won today, but that victory is not yours. Kings did not kneel to Achilles. Kings did not pay homage to Achilles.
Perhaps the kings were too far behind to see. The soldiers won the battle.
History remembers kings, not soldiers. Tomorrow we'll batter down the gates of Troy. I'll build monuments to victory on every island of Greece. I'll carve Agamemnon in the stone.
Be careful, King of Kings. First, you need the victory.
Your men sacked the Temple of Apollo, yes?
You want gold? Take it. It's my gift. To honor your courage, take what you wish.
I already have. Aphareus! Hemon!
The spoils of war.
No argument with you, brothers, but if you don't release her, you'll never see home again. Decide.
Guards!
Men have died today. If killing is your only talent, that's your curse. I don't want anyone dying for me.
Mighty Achilles, silenced by a slave girl. Tonight, I'll have her give me a bath. And then, who knows?
You sack of wine! Before my time is done, I will look down on your corpse and smile.